got a very special guest in the studio. Her name is Sarah Kendall.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah.
I came in too soon.
Just hold your bloody horses.
I heard my name, I said hello.
She's been working on this flash intro all night.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve.
And you're all wearing headphones except me. Is this some little headphone club?
Yeah, no. Because we're playing silly sound effects and you can't hear them.
Oh, what?
Tomorrow night on the ABC at 9:10, there is a show. It's a 6-part TV series called Frayed. Hmm. It's been written and starred in by this former Novacastrian, Sarah Kendall.
Hello. I got this.
That's all we have time for now, mate.
But... Oh, thank you. You guys have been amazing.
Now, Sarah, when this popped on my computer, remember what happened? I came in, this is about 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I came in raging, going, oh, my God, Newcastle is going to be in a show.
I thought it was, oh, my God, the hair. I thought that's most people's response when they see the haircut.
Oh, my God, the hair. But you've made us the star.
Yeah, totally. We had a screening last night at the Newcastle Museum, and it was really funny because, like, a cheer went up in the audience when the characters arrived in Newcastle at Nobby's. It was really funny. It was like a sports match or something. It was like the Knights had just scored a goal. Everyone went, yes! Yeah, it was lovely. It was really funny.
It is great, though, too. And I imagine, because you live in England now, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I imagine even you coming back, you've seen how much it's grown.
Oh, it's nuts. Oh, and we kept on losing locations, like the tram system. So they were like, oh, it's great. We've got all these shots of downtown Newcastle. And then the locations manager arrived and went, a tram has been built there.
Yes,
so we've lost it. We've lost a major location, guys. Yeah, so I mean, it's been so gentrified that we couldn't film a lot of it here in Newcastle. It's just this
brewery town, mate.
The massive phallus. I know.
Yeah.
What an aggressive statement that is for every boat that comes in.
Because
you're set in the '80s.
That's
so
right.
So it would have been built then.
Yeah, it was totally. Yeah.
1988.
That's right. So, I think it's centennial. It might be bicentenary. It was to celebrate the bicentenary. We were massive phallus.
We're excited. Yeah,
very excited. Okay, so for those that haven't seen the shorts, haven't got a clue. Tell us about Frayed.
It's about a wealthy woman living in London. She loses everything. Her husband dies in an incident with a professional sex worker. And it turns out that they're broke. He's spent all the money. They've got nothing. And she's got nowhere to go. So she goes back to her hometown, Newcastle, Australia. And she has been lying to everybody that she's British. And then it turns out she's not British. She's actually from Newcastle. And she's got to move back in with her mother and brother.
Right.
Yeah, so it's the first 20 minutes of the show is set in England, and we filmed all of that in England, and then the rest of it's here in Newcastle. But we also filmed in Collaroy and Cronulla, trying to find places that looked a bit more like Newcastle did in the 1980s.
Amazing. Even just watching the trailer was, as you mentioned, the hair was a bit alarming that you did have the 80s do.
Yeah.
And I looked and went,
Yeah. Yeah, everyone who came on set would go, that is the funniest wig. I'm like... Thank you. It's my head. I can't. And it was one of those hairstyles that I couldn't have a life outside of it. Like, I'd turn up at things and people would go, what have you done to your head? Why? And I'd be like, I'm filming a show. I forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Now, you got some great mates in this show as well.
Yeah.
The cast is incredible.
Yeah, we were so fortunate. Like, amazing cast. Amazing.
I love Carrie Armstrong.
Oh, she's so good.
I know. But she's Ben
Lose
Mingay.
Your bloody accent.
Ben Mingay.
Yes.
So, are you guys friends from Newcastle?
Do you know, I knew of Ben through other people. It's a typical Newcastle thing where his sister went to my school, but she was like a year or two above me, which in primary school is a generation gap.
Exactly.
She's 2 years older. I cannot talk to her.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so his sister went to my school. But when I told my mum that we were casting Ben, she was like, oh, little Ben. I remember Ben Mingay in the back of a blue Volvo apparently they had a blue Volvo in the 80s and she would see him in the back of the blue Volvo. You know, that typical Newcastle thing.
You remember the little...
2 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Mum's friend is friends with Ben's mum and like... Like, there was just, and when Ben came into audition, like, it was so, like, you know, you do get a lot of actors sort of coming in and, you know, you know, doing a performance of what they think the character should be. Ben turned up in a Newcastle Knights jersey.
Of course he did.
He had like oil and grease all over his fingers. He'd been working on his car. I was like, he doesn't need to read for this. He's just perfect. Oh. He was so perfect.
Just on that too, for English comedian lovers, and I'm sure this must have been a mate calling as well. It might be a brief role, but the accountant that tells you you're broke.
Yeah, Robert.
He's a really popular and well-known English comedian.
He is. He's in Peep Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
And I saw him, went, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Was that a mate call-in?
Yeah, all of any role that we could cast, I would just ring my famous mate and go, can you just do me a massive one?
Wow.
Please. And they all said yes. Like, you know, I've known and Rufus, who plays the doctor, Kerry, who plays, Kerry Godleyman, who plays the prostitute.
Yeah.
She's in Ricky Gervais's stuff a lot. You know, like she's just done afterlife
That's
with
so
him.
Cool.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's a great cast. It's,
yeah,
it's
amazing. And Diane
full of
Morgan.
Newcastle.
Diane Morgan, who is the secretary who I work with.
Yeah,
she does a lot of Charlie Brooker stuff, like Screen Wipe, and that. So she's amazing. All the casting, like the Australian and British cast, we were just really. Yeah, amazingly lucky, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks for putting us on the map with this.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's already screened OS, and the reviews have been amazing.
Yeah, it's
so
been good.
You must be excited tomorrow night, 9:10 on the ABC, and catch up on iView.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Now, Tanya, this is going to seem like a really weird question, but something occurred to me in the middle of our chat.
Oh, here we go.
Your dad's not a dentist, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is.
Her
Are
dad's
you
my dentist.
Dr. Kendall. Oh, my God. Honestly.
We're still here in Newcastle, Sarah.
Yeah, he's retired.
He's retired now.
Okay. He's retired, but
Islington. Used to be in Islington.
That's it.
And he'd fill my mouth with gear and then start telling me about his famous comedian daughter.
Oh, he did not.
He did.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, that's
so
embarrassing.
That was because I was busy trying to tell him how famous I was.
Sarah, that is such a dad thing,
that's
though, isn't
hysterical.
It?
Hysterical.
Just halfway through, I went, Kendall, oh my God.
I thought you were looking at my teeth going, those teeth are dazzling.
They are, though.
Who did your teeth?
You've had the Hollywood
smile. There you go.
Yeah,
he
was
amazing.
Islington dental surgery.
Yeah, that your dad.
Oh, look, and look, mate.
Since I've been here, is my
You got good teeth. He's done a
and
nice
then he
job.
Took
you
off.
Got beautiful. He did. He's finished.
Yeah, after he saw mine, he
he's
went,
done
I'm
with
out.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's amazing. We've had your solicitor win our Monopoly Newcastle edition
today.
Yeah,
that was this morning.
And now your former dentist.
Yeah,
that's great. Do you know, when we were filming, there was a scene that we were filming, and then my maths teacher walked past. And the crew went, oh, I think your maths teacher's here to say hello. Like, we had to stop filming. Like, oh, it's Mr. Dan.
Oh,
tomorrow, my bank manager's son, who's starting a new GoFundMe page.
Sarah, good luck with it.
Thanks
so
much.
For calling in.
Thank you.
Really lovely to chat.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.